Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this right here is a mini episode where we hear from you, the listeners of our show. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
That is true. Mm-hmm. But please do remember, as we just said, we are not experts, just podcast hosts. And we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Please do follow us on Twitter, where we're not really active on Twitter. Let's be honest with everyone. Well,
I'm fully blocked from Twitter. I have a blocker set up so I can't ever go on Twitter because it's such a problematic app for me.
But you can follow us there. It's at Forever35Pod. We're much more active on Instagram, thanks to our new social media manager, Sarah. And that's at Forever35Podcast. And of course, you can always join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums. And there's also Forever 35 subreddit at reddit.com/r/Forever35. So, Dori, look, if you can't get enough of us yammering away,
and who cannot get enough of this?
Go hang out with your fellow Forever 35 listeners.
Yeah, and I should just clarify that the Forever 35 Twitter account was not what was problematic for my anxiety. It was just everything else about Twitter. So that's why.
Oh, of course.
Set some boundaries for myself.
Yes, I totally hear you. Totally hear you.
Have you been able to do anything today that engages in taking care of yourself? Like I'm having a cup of tea and I started organizing my Google Drive. Then that to me is like, that's the limit of my self-care today.
Okay. You know what I did do today? I'm going to back up a little bit.
Toot, toot.
One of your backup sound. Beep, beep. Yep. Okay. So, one of the presents I got for Matt, like his big quote unquote Christmas present, was a solo stove, which, if you're not familiar, is like basically a fire pit, but they create much less smoke. So you don't like sit there getting all smoky.
Okay.
And they're really good at conducting heat. They're pretty cool. So I got it for him. It sat in a box for a couple weeks, and then he finally cleared an area at the end of our driveway where we could set it up. And we brought these two chairs out. And the other night we lit a fire. It was really nice. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, today, this afternoon, it was one of those days where I was like, oh, I haven't been outside today. I should do something about that. So I went outside and I sat in a chair and did the crossword for like 20 minutes.
That sounds great. I thought you were going to say you lit a fire. And I was like, I mean, okay.
No, I did not light a fire, partly because like the dog was outside. Henry was outside. Just didn't seem prudent.
But the crossword.
The crossword seemed prudent.
That will heal you.
Yeah. And it was nice to just be outside. And then I came in to my office and I opened the windows, which I like never do for some reason. Don't know why. But yeah, so that was nice. Just kind of getting some air circulating. So I think that was my attempt at self-care today. What about you?
I mean, it's just tea and Google Drive. For me, I woke up at 5 a.m. due to what I believe is a butt dial from a relative.
I'm sorry to laugh. It's not
okay.
Funny.
It's okay. My husband was I got the butt dial. It rang. I had my Apple Watch on my wrist, so it buzzed me awake. And then as I was trying to drift off to sleep at like 5:20, my husband's alarm went off because he had to get to work. And so I was just like, and then of course, like he got up and the bed was like creak, creak, creak. Like it was just like, there's no point. He's going to be taking a shower and like lumbering about, even though he's trying to be quiet. You know how it is. Like
I do.
You try to be quiet, but you can't be quiet first thing in the morning, opening drawer. So I just rose, but I'm feeling a little tired. So I'm having a cup of jasmine green tea. I'm organizing my Google Drive. Because it's a mess. I've never put anything into files. And I'm just kind of, you know, I asked because, you know, we got this text kind of asking how it was really sweet. They said, my first text to the pod, and it feels like I'm just texting, checking up on some friends, currently processing what has happened in the Capitol, and would love to hear you all reflect and process in your next episode, even if briefly. I feel heartbroken for our country and I'm trying to reflect, but no words satisfy. 2020 kicked us in the gut and I'm struggling to be hopeful. How are you processing and coping? And so that was on my mind. And I'm just trying to take things real low stakes these days in terms of like what I'm doing. And so that's why I was like, well, the Google Drive feels manageable. I don't feel like I can actually be too productive in my work endeavors.
Yeah. But
Google Drive and like heating up chicken nuggets for everybody to eat, I think I can handle that.
Ooh, yum.
Delicious. I know you're delicious. Vegetarian, but yeah, I'm happy for the chicken nugget industry that you still are a fan.
I mean, it's like it's a classic comfort food.
You can get a pretty solid vegetarian chicken nugget.
You can. It's true. It's true. I feel like I've had like I think Boca makes some good fake nuggets.
Gardein?
Yeah.
Yep. Any hoots. So listener, thanks for checking in on us. I think we share your heartbreak and are reflecting, and we're right there with you.
Yeah, it's just all so much to process. I've been like forcing myself to read the kind of like the TikToks of what happened,
like literally on TikTok.
No. Sorry. TikTok
You're
is
such
like
a journalist. Okay.
Yeah. It's like journalists speak for like you say the TikTok of what happened, of like the minute by minute of like what happened.
Yeah.
The timeline. And it's like so upsetting, so disturbing.
And it came on the heels of what was a really like celebratory thing that happened in Georgia.
Yes.
Warnock and Ossoff both winning their Senate seats. That was incredible.
Yeah. So I'm also feeling resentment that this took away from that victory. I feel like I haven't, we're recording this 5 days after it happened. Mm-hmm. By the time it airs, it'll be over a week since it happened. I feel like I still haven't fully processed it. I mean, just the imagery is just really hard to keep seeing over and over again. The Confederate flag in the Capitol, all the people wearing all these like horrible anti-Semitic Holocaust t-shirts. It's just having to like relive that over and over again is a lot. So sometimes I'm like, you know, like I said, I've forced myself to read the TikToks, but there are times when I just am like, I can't see these images again.
I think that's, Yeah, I think that's okay. You don't have to keep seeing them at all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, over at my house, it's been a little tricky because my kids caught on to what happened and then they got really scared. And so that has been interesting because I'm also scared and I don't know, I'm trying to portray like calm, but I don't, you know, so listen, I don't know. So that's just, we're experiencing it as humans and Americans, and it's fucked up, man. I don't know. White supremacy is alive and well in America, and that's terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we didn't know this, you know? We've been confronted with this very explicitly for the last few years. And I mean, it's baked into the history of this country. Like, this is not a surprise, but the brazenness of it is feels new and shocking, at least in my lifetime.
Yeah. And I think also the realization that even though, you know, Donald Trump is set to no longer be president in less than 2 weeks, that doesn't mean that any of this is going to stop or go away or get better. You know, he didn't create the problem, and getting rid of him isn't going to solve the problem. So, yeah, I appreciate this listener reaching out and asking like a friend. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we, you know, last week my husband found out that a friend of his had passed away.
I'm sorry.
And like, it just, you know, I think we were all kind of hopeful that 2021 was going to be this new start. Biden had been elected, you know, and the first week of 2021 was like, not so fast. So, yeah. You know, I don't know. Just there's not. I know there are things to be hopeful about, but on a day to day basis, it does feel like we're just being walloped again and again with bad news and hopelessness. So I'm sorry to be a downer, but
well, and I do want to say, like, we recently got one message, just one, but it was someone who was quote disappointed in us that we had been talking about the state of the world and feeling down about it, or, you know, like recapping people on the fact that the pandemic is, someone did not want to hear us talk about the sad things going on in the world. And I appreciate the fact that our podcast is relief to people listening. Like, that makes, I have such an honor, but like, also we are two people who are also experiencing it. So, you know, I think we appreciate having this space to let you know that we're also in it.
Yeah. You're very much in it.
But, you know, luckily, Dory, another listener wrote to us with a suggestion on how to process this.
Yes, they did.
They wrote, "Hey, Kate and Dory, ever take a rage shower? Next time there's a government coup, just stop off to the bathroom, crank that hot water, and scrub and curse and exfoliate and curse and shampoo and curse some more. Good for my skin? Probably not. Good for my mental health? For a brief moment? Yes."
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever taken a rage shower where I experienced the rage through scrubbing. Or I like exhausted the rage through scrubbing.
Yeah. I don't know that I have either.
But I've cried in the shower and yelled and screamed.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this idea of a rage shower. I don't know if it's like necessarily going to be something that I'm going to do, but I like it.
You're not going to just exfoliate the weight of the world onto your body, like try to get it off with a good salt scrub.
I mean,
but I'm glad it helped this person.
Me too. You know, this reminds me that there's been a really nice discussion in the Facebook group about cold water.
And cold showers?
Cold. Well, someone wrote a really nice post about her experience swimming in the ocean as a way to kind of process trauma. And a lot of people chimed in with their experience. And she wrote it based on the conversation that we had been having about cold showers. And then the person who wrote in about cold showers responded. It was very nice. Anyway, this kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, that feeling of almost just a physical sensation for the body that can be healing, perhaps.
Totally. Totally.
Well, listen, maybe other listeners have other suggestions on how they're processing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear them personally.
Yeah, I wonder if this person puts on like good raging music when they take their rage shower.
Ooh, that's fun.
I don't know. I might try it because I do like some, I've done like rage exercising.
Totally. Same.
Rage eating, rage drinking. I mean, let's be honest.
Yep.
Hmm.
Oh. Well, should we take a short break?
Let's take a break because okay. We're going to transition to talking about some skincare stuff that's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. All right. Be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right.
All right, switching gears.
Very much so.
You know, here's where the relief part of the show comes in. Here's where we're just going to gently talk about pens and toothbrushing and stretching and blackheads.
Yes.
That's it. That's what we've got for you.
Yes.
Get right. Cozy.
Here, okay. This was a text from a listener. Just listening to last week's pod, when you're talking about intentions and stretching. Like you, I don't like brushing my teeth, but try to do it anyway. Ha! This may sound ridiculous, but I do 2 minutes of stretches while I brush my teeth twice a day, and I feel like it's helped me to do both more regularly. Sometimes it feels real good, so I'll stretch after I'm done brushing as well. Most times I don't, but it's 4 more minutes of stretching I wasn't doing before. Try it or don't.
First of all, that's the best ending of anything. Try it or don't. Yes, I love that.
Totally. I'm just interested in the logistics here.
Sorry. Same. Did you envision, like, you get the toothbrush on, you wet it, you put it in your mouth, and then you bend over and it, like, spit comes out?
So that was my first mental image. And then I thought, maybe this person puts their leg up on the sink and does like a hamstring stretch.
Mm-hmm. I think you're onto something. I think you're totally onto the way they're doing it. Leg
because,
up.
Because you can't really do anything where your head is upside down.
I mean, unless this person is magical.
Right. The other stretch that I think would be doable-ish is like a standing figure four stretch.
Yeah, that would be hard.
It would standing be hard. It would be challenging. But I don't know. Maybe this person is up for the challenge.
Can you imagine, like, if you walked in on your spouse doing a standing figure four stretch while also brushing their teeth? That'd be impressive.
It would be impressive. Unless your spouse is like in Cirque du Soleil, then you'd be like, okay, this is normal.
Stop bragging about your stretching.
Exactly.
You could also maybe do like a runner's stretch or something.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I like this. I like this. This is a great suggestion because I do love a multitask and I get bored when I brush my teeth. Like I hate it. I get sick of it after like 15 seconds. I'm like, I don't want to stand here and do this for 10 more seconds, much less 2 full minutes.
Totally.
So maybe stretching is the way to go. I might try it. Okay. Listener, I'm going to if you could advise us on, like, if you could create a workout video for us or just some kind of play by play on the stretches that you do while you brush. But I love this suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, here's a text just for you, Dory.
Okay. Let me hear it.
Dory, comma, I love Le Pen. I first received one as a gift about 8 years ago from my classiest friend. I have since bought several others at a time from a favorite gift shop in my city. These are my go-to pens for card writing, especially for thank you notes. They just write so nicely and the colors are lovely. They hold up well too, and many of mine are still writing well years later. As an aside, does everyone have that one fancy friend with great taste who introduces you to wonderful things, or is it just me? Shout out to my friend Elena, who's been giving me impeccable recommendations and gifts like Le Pen for years.
Okay. First of all, I love this text so much. So much. You don't even know. I'm so glad someone else also loves Le Pens. They are wonderful. I feel like I do have, so it's funny. My college ex-boyfriend who I dated like at the end of college and then for a couple years after, he had this aunt and uncle who were childless and lived in New York City. And they lived this sort of like, it wasn't super fancy, but to me at the time, it seemed like this very glamorous New York life. I mean, his uncle was a dentist. It wasn't that glamorous, but like, it just seemed very like, oh, this is what New York is like. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%.
And his aunt, I just thought she had the most impeccable taste. She, like, the way she bought gifts was so, I was like so fascinated by it. She had this one friend. I remember her telling me she had this one friend who was like very wealthy, didn't ever need anything. And she would always buy her like tiny little, like decorative boxes that went on her dresser. It was like stuff like that. I was like, oh, interesting. Okay. Taking notes.
Educational. You know, it's interesting that this listener has a fancy friend named Elena, because when I read this question, my first thought was my dear friend, Elena, who, like, if you go to her apartment, she always knows the cool perfumes like years before everyone has them, and knows, like, she just knows, and she just radiates the essence of like fancy coolness, but not pretentious. And she has good taste, mm-hmm. and she's like generous with the information.
Yep.
I hope she listens to this. She's just the best. I just love her. She always, like, and then what happens is, like, I don't see her as much because she lives in New York, and now obviously there's a pandemic, but I'll, like, when we see each other in person, then I like return home and then like buy the thing that she had so I can try to emulate her, but it's never quite as cool. But she's been teaching me about cool stuff since we met in college. Like, she introduced me to Stila lip balm makeup stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Where do you buy it? What? I didn't even know what Stila was. So you got to have a fancy friend. And I know I ain't going to be that person for anybody. So I'm glad that I have one.
Yeah. All right. We all need them.
Okay, Dory, let's get to this voicemail.
Let's do that.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Happy New Year. I am calling as a self-proclaimed skincare enthusiast, probably in part to listening to the pod. I have pretty regular routines in place, and I feel like I have like a good variety of products that I trust and really love to use. The one area, though, that I could really use some help in is finding some kind of prod that is a really good pore unclogger or like blackhead remover. And I obviously have tried Biore pore strips, but I always feel like the strip like gets caked on there and the residue that it leaves behind is kind of gross. And I never really thought that it worked that well. So now that I am a grown up, and not just like a teen in the 90s using those for fun, I feel like I need some kind of product in my arsenal that is really good at getting the gunk out, especially now in COVID times that I'm not going and getting an in-person facial a couple of times a year to get those like good extractions done. So putting a call out there to all the Forever 35 listeners, help a girl out. Thank you so much for your podcast. I've really been enjoying it during the pandemic. Love to you all. And I will be listening. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I love a blackhead. I love a black. Like, you know, when you find one and you're like, it's like finding a present.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
You're like, oh, I have this whole present to open right here. And then it's like, squeeze. Ugh. Okay, well, maybe it's just me.
Oh, my God.
You don't seek them out on your face. Maybe this is how I process my rage.
Yes, I do. But like, I don't have like shame about it, but I do have like, ugh, I shouldn't be doing this. This is not good for me to be doing.
I hear you. Well, do you have any product recommendations or thoughts or anything that you use or would suggest that this listener use?
Well, I actually do have some thoughts. My first thought, which is not a product I have used personally, but that I have heard so many people rave about, is Differin Gel, which used to only be available by prescription, but is now over the counter. It's basically a topical retinoid, and that is just going to like be a great chemical exfoliant for your face. So I would give that a shot. People also really like Glossier Solution, which has salicylic acid. I would not use them together. That is too much exfoliant. But one of those you could give a try. The other thing that, again, have not tried personally, but have heard people really like these is an at-home facial steamer.
Kind of loosen everything up so you can, if you're going to squeeze it out.
Like get all the gunk out. I personally would be cautious about over-exfoliating with tools and scrubbers. I don't know if you remember this, that the Clarisonic was discontinued a few months ago, and they interviewed the guy. I can't remember if he was the inventor. I think he might have been the inventor of it. Anyway, they interviewed this guy who was basically like, "I was wrong. You don't need to scrub your skin so aggressively every day or twice a day," which I think is like what they recommended. So I would be careful with that stuff. I think there's really people really have a tendency to overdo it with tools like that. And also, you know, I know that they make blackhead tools. My mom had one. I've talked about this before. Had one when I was growing up, and I feel like I definitely got like addicted to the blackhead tool. So I would be really careful also about a blackhead tool. You can really gouge your face. So
I think that's great advice. And I think ultimately like less is more here, right? Like you want to be gentle and loving toward, even though I expressed a delight at yanking a blackhead out of my face, you do want to be like tender with the process with your skin. And
yes,
I love glycolic acid, and I think glycolic acid, it's my understanding that it really gets into your pores and cleans them out and is very effective with blackheads. So Pixie Glow Tonic is one that I always have in my medicine cabinet. I also use a glycolic based serum every other night. It's Jan Marini's BioClear Lotion. We'll link to it. So I use that often, again, every other night of the week. And then I also like Neogen's BioPeel Gauze in the wine flavor. Flavor is the wrong word.
You know, I bought that and never used it.
I love these things. They're like exfoliating pads. So if you did want to give yourself like a little like peel scrub situation, I really like them, but they don't find them irritating. I've tried other kind of like peel scrubber things that didn't quite do it for me. And then, you know, I was going to include a link because Sephora has recommendation for like 8 million blackhead extracting masks that I'm sure in the same kind of vein of Biore. I know that Biore is like a thing you stick on and yank off, but there are so many products targeted towards blackheads. I don't have experience using them personally, but we can link to it. So you can peruse. And I agree with Dory. Like I think probably doing any sort of like deep extracting or microderming, or, you know, there's like blackhead vacuums that you can buy. Like that feels like you don't want to go there without a professional.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Dor, let's pause it up and come back with a couple more things from listeners.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
All right. We are back.
Well, let's get into this text.
I mean, it was, I guess people only greet you in text because you're the one.
It's going to my personal.
It's going to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've finagled it so only I see them. Yeah, people know that I'm the text reader. But listen, this is addressed to both of us, Dory. Writing with a somewhat mortifying cue, but thought you or your listeners might have suggestions. Okay, here goes. What do I do about hair in my butt crack? I used to get Brazilians, but obviously that ship sailed. And so now I'm just taking care of that region with some light trimming to keep things in check and embracing a more natural look. Parentheses, fuck the patriarchy. However, I can't stand the pubic hair that grows in my butt crack. It's uncomfortable and I want it gone. I can't shave it or wax it myself because I can't see it. I am not a contortionist. What does everyone else do about this? Am I a freak and no one else grows hair there? Any guidance appreciated. Much love and many thanks for the safe space you create for all things butt self-care. Mm, I love butt self-care. We have not talked about butt hair on this podcast.
No, we haven't.
3 years of doing it, so I'm glad the moment has arrived. That being said, I kind of think you're just stuck riding out the butt hair during the pandemic.
Yeah, I do too.
I did some Googling. Okay, first of all, can we say, no, you're not a freak. Not everyone, but lots of us have hair in our butt cracks.
Yeah, wait, who doesn't?
I'm sure there are people who, you know, for whatever reason, might not have butt crack hair.
Oh.
You know, okay. just the same way in that, like, some people's pubic hair goes down the leg and some people's is tiny. You know, it's the same. We're all different mm-mm. in the way that we grow okay. hair in our body.
Yes. Thank you for explaining pubic hair to me. I appreciate it.
Some of us have mustache hair. Some of us don't.
Yeah.
Some of us have unibrows.
Yeah. It's true. Okay.
Natural hair. Dory, should I keep going?
Yes, please. Please keep going with your description of bodily hair.
But I looked and, like, for example, I looked at Veet. They say not to put it near.
Oh, yeah. I would not do that.
So that was my first solution. I was like, oh, just Veet up your butthole. And then, nope. That's, you should not do that. I did look at, like, Flamingo, a company we've mentioned before, has a really great, like, self waxing strips for pubic hair, but they say not to use it near, like, not for Brazilians, is what they say. So I honestly think you're on the right track with your trimming. And unless perhaps you have a partner or a friend who you trust to help get in there. But if it's just you, I think you got to ride it out. Unless someone listening has a solution. Or unless Dory knows something I don't know.
No, I mean, my only thought was possibly the Flamingo wax strips, but you just poured cold water on that idea.
I know. I was so excited. I went, you know, I looked them up and I went to their site and then it's like, these are not for Brazilians. I was like, oh, I mean, I appreciate the warning, but I was disappointed on behalf of this listener.
Yeah. I don't have any great solution other than I think you just gotta let it go.
Yeah. But I'm sorry that it's uncomfortable.
Or let it grow.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
Yep.
Let it grow. Jeez Louise. Believe this.
Sorry. I know. Look what you have to put up with every week.
Oh, God. The misery of dealing with a pun master. All right. Well, Dory, why don't you, you want to take away this final activity word of the week that comes to us via a listener?
I would love to. Hi, Cat Door. Day one listener. Wow. Day one listener. And she's already weighing. They are already weighing in.
We are glad you're here.
We are. Huge fan here. I have an offering for a suggested activity of the week whenever y'all are in need of a new one. I just discovered this app called hashtag self-care. Yes, literally with the hashtag and all. And it's actually really lovely, question mark. In a nutshell, it appears to me to be a single player game where you get to sit in a nice cozy bedroom and basically chill the fuck out slash turn your brain off for however long you need to. There are various tasks or activities available, but most importantly to me, it just feels like a zen space that somehow exists within my phone. P.S. Not an ad, not SponCon.
So I downloaded this today.
And?
It's confusing. I mean, like, I'm currently have it open and I'm just petting a cat. Which is fine. I love cats.
Oh my gosh.
It's an interesting app. It has a ton of reviews. I haven't had much time to play around with it because this came in and then I was, you know, half moderating Zoom school in my house. But
yeah.
I am intrigued by this. Like, it's kind of funny to me that the phones for me are like such a disruptor of self-care.
Totally.
That I'm intrigued that something on our phone could be self-care. But hey, if you're into it for activity this week, download it and give it a try. Thanks to this listener.
Yeah. I'm not intrigued.
Like, you can decorate the room. It's just a body sleeping in a bed with a cat at the end of the bed. And then you can do little things to decorate the room. Like right now I'm dragging bubbles.
It sounds like Animal Crossing, but like way slowed down.
Yes, this is going at like 1/4 speed.
Yes. Or it's like if you just had the one room in your house in Animal Crossing.
Ooh, I'm going to do it. Now I'm doing a tarot reading.
Oh, that's fun.
Should I pull a card for the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, we got strength. Strength, ooh. Courage, patience, compassion. Well, that's a nice note to end on. Thank you. Oop, don't lose control, says the app.
Okay.
Thank you, listener. Great. That's nice. Strength, courage, patience, compassion. Thank you to the self-care app and this listener for suggesting it. Hey, maybe everyone's going to go download it. Again, not an ad, not SponCon from us either, we should say.
Totally.
Well, Dori, we've yammered enough today.
We have.
Now it's time for us to go yammer at our families.
I mean. All right. Well, this was a pleasure.
It was a treat. Thank you so much, everyone, for reaching out. We'll talk to you next time.
We will. Bye.